Show, Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. I am America's boy. Good to have you here on the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, November the 19th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Pfizer gearing up to distribute up to 50 million doses of the vaccine it's put forth. Now says it's 95% effective. They're going to test distribute in four states starting almost immediately. Number two, in New York City, the schools are closed, and around the country, more lockdowns. If lockdowns were so effective the first time, why are we doing it again? And number one, the Senate races in Georgia taking center stage. At least they were until last night when something else dramatic happened, and that is a dramatic reversal in Wayne County, Michigan. The Board of Canvassers there saying no. The Republicans saying no. We do not agree. We do not agree. They say they were coerced, threatened, and lied to in order for them to agree to certify the election in Wayne County. Wayne County is the whole shooting match in Michigan. 550,000 votes in the mix. They said there are too many irregularities. When they said that 2 days ago, they were called racists, lowlifes, and things that I can't even say on this program. They were threatened. Their families were threatened. And they say they were lied to by the attorney that was supposed to be there to help them work through the canvassing and the certification process. I know because that's all in their affidavits filed late yesterday. Monica Palmer, William Hartman say we rescind any support that we may have given to certifying the vote in Wayne County. We rescind it completely because we are threatened, harassed, bullied, lied to. We'll not have any part of this. Let me give you some of the high points or low points, if you will, from the affidavits. This is from William Hartman's written sworn statement. We were told that we could not consider matters such as the unexplained reasons that most of Detroit's AVCBs, that's absentee voting centers, AVCBs did not balance, and nobody knew why. We were told we couldn't ask about that. We were told that by the attorney, Ms. Anderson Davis. During the evening, the counsel for Wayne County, Ms. Anderson Davis, and my colleagues on the board continued to discuss irregularities of the AVCBs. Ms. Anderson Davis advised the board that the discrepancies were not a reason to reject the certification. They're not. They have no idea what's going on with the whole situation, but that's not a reason not to certify, okay? I was enticed to agree to certify based on a promise that a full and independent audit would take place. I would not have agreed to the certification at all if this had not been promised. After the meeting, I was made aware that the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, made a public claim that the representations by Mr. Kinlock, of which we had relied, would not be followed. That was the deal that they had made. Vice Chair Jonathan Kinlock assured us that if we voted to certify the election, a full, independent, and complete audit of Detroit's election would be undertaken. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson laughed at that idea and dismissed it. I'm also concerned about the use of private monies directing local officials regarding the management of the elections, how those funds were used, and whether those funds were used to pay election workers. Fair question. Why did the poll books for qualified voter files and final tallies not match or balance? 71% of Detroit's AVCBs did not balance. Why not? Did the chairperson of each of Detroit's 134 AVCBs keep logs and shift changes? Why were Republicans not used in signing seals certified at the end of the night on Monday and Wednesday before ballot boxes were documented, closed, and locked? How many challenged ballots were counted? Was any information placed directly into the qualified voter files in the AVCBs? How many voter birth dates were altered in the poll books? Were ballots counted in TCF? That's the facility, Cobo Hall in Detroit, where the counting went on the night of the election and for the next several days. Were ballots counted in TCF that were not reflected in the electronic poll book or paper supplemental list? Based on information and belief, there were over 18,000 same-day registrations in Detroit on November the 3rd. Were these new applicants verified as proper voters prior to the tabulation of their ballots? I voted not to certify. I still believe this vote should not be certified. Until these questions are addressed, I remain opposed to certification of the Wayne County results. He rescinds his vote because he was lied to. He was threatened. He was bullied. So was Monica Palmer. In fact, she says her family was threatened. Here's part of Monica Palmer's affidavit filed yesterday. After the vote, this is the first vote where they deadlocked 2-2 because the Republicans said, we have too many questions here. We need to make sure that this election was free and fair and has integrity. She writes point 18 on her affidavit, point 18. After the vote, public comment period began and dozens of people made personal remarks against me and Mr. Hartman. The comments made accusations of racism and threatened me and members of my family. The public comment continued for over 2 hours, and I felt pressured to continue without a break. It is fairly unbelievable that in 2020, we have these affidavits, stacks of them, eyewitness accounts of votes being run multiple times, a vote showing up in the middle of the night in open boxes with no known provenance. Nobody knows where they came from. We have accusations from eyewitnesses that they were specifically excluded from the process to watch or to challenge ballots. We have eyewitness accounts that the dates and names were changed. We have eyewitness accounts that when a ballot didn't match any name that they could find, workers at the TCF Center would go onto the computer and just run down the list till they found a name and then put that name on that ballot so that they had a name associated with the ballot, and on and on and on. It's time for a complete evaluation and investigation of Wayne County. These problems are not new. They've gone on for decades. People have known about it. You should know about it because of the Jill Stein recount in 2016 that revealed that most of the precincts in Detroit, the number of ballots that were in the box did not match the list of voters that were supposedly represented by the ballots in that box. They didn't match up. And under Michigan law, for some bizarre reason that I'll never understand, if the number of ballots don't match the number of people on the list, they refer to that as unbalanced, and you can't recount it. You just leave it as it was the first time. So if you're willing to cheat the first time and it doesn't match up, looks like you're good to go. That can't stand, and it cannot remain the same. Coming up, David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center will dig a bit deeper. We'll dig a bit deeper to find out more about all of this. It's Thursday. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. We'll have the power of David Coleman in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Steve Rivers show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.